Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Learning to Fly the podcast. Today's episode is coming out a little later than usual, but that's okay. We're getting on our feet. We're getting back in the rhythm. Every time the last couple of months that I've said I'm going to come back to the podcast, something crazy and weird and ridiculous happens. But you know what? Here we are putting my best foot forward, and it's great to be here with you. It's also November 1st, which means it's the very first day of National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo. So that's what today's episode is going to be about, and I am so glad to be here with you. It is exciting to spend the day with you, and yes, it's Wednesday. We should be doing random questions with random people, but if you're craving that kind of content, we have plenty of episodes prior, and we also have a really cool episode from last week or the week before featuring my friend Nico, and we kind of talk a little bit about what happened to keep me away from the podcast this time around. We also talk about inspiration and following your dreams and a lot of cool stuff, as well as, you know, the random question aspect. So there's a little bit of everything for everyone. And I wanted to do today's episode to say that National Novel Writing Month, in its most basic form, is the opportunity to write one full first draft of a novel in 30 days. The way that we quantify this is to say that writers are aiming to write 50,000 words in 30 days, which averages out to 1,667 words per day if we're rounding up to account for math and portions and things of that nature. So that is the most basic version of this. That's the most basic rule or concept. Some people will make it more difficult on themselves and say that they want to work on a brand new project that they've done no planning or work on prior. Some people will allow themselves to do outlines and get some ideas out ahead of time and write during the month of. Other people will choose to edit. And some people decide that they want to participate, but they know that they're not capable of 50,000 for whatever reason. Maybe it's an illness, maybe it's a disability, maybe it's just how busy they are with work and family and school and holidays and all the things that come our way. But they've decided that they want to participate and they make their own goal. Typically, this is reserved for Camp NaNoWriMo, which typically happens in April and July of the year. But there's nothing saying that you can't make your own rules. And if you do make your own rules, you are considered a nano rebel, which is one of my favorite things to say. And I think there's a really awesome attitude towards that. And I think that it really brings people together. And it reminds us that we are all human. And as long as we put our best foot forward and we show up each and every day as the best possible versions of ourselves, whether that's 10% of ourselves or 100, every day is different. That's really all that matters. And if you are a writer, you might hear me say the word novel a lot in today's episode, but I, as most of you know, am a poet. And I use this time to write 50,000 words of poetry. Sometimes that looks like chapbooks. Sometimes that looks like freeform pieces. Sometimes that looks like a novel in verse. It really just depends from year to year. And this year I am doing a series of chapbooks. I say series, they are independent of each other, but my goal is to do 12 of them. And that is really cool. One of them is using images of tattoos and kind of telling the stories of those tattoos without knowing the person, without knowing the artist, without knowing the reason. And just looking at it from an art standpoint, and letting those artworks come alive. So that's really cool, and that's something I'm really excited about. Another one is I've got some prompts, some images, and some songs given to me by friends, and I'm going to mix and match those to create my overall theme of a couple of chapbooks, and I'm very excited to see how that goes. That's basically what I did for the 24-hour novel in June, and it was a lot of fun. So I am looking forward to revisiting that. And then my final project that I am really excited about for NaNoWriMo is I'm going to be finishing and finalizing the 2024 edition of the Blue Jay Prompt Journal. And I am so excited about this. I am loving these prompt journals every year, and I hope you guys are loving them. And they are only $4, whether you choose to get the physical or the digital version. So I am super excited to stand by the fact that they are affordable, they are accessible, and they are prompt journals. In the fact that you can use the prompt to write poems, you can use the prompt to do a journal entry, you can use the prompt to write a short story, you can use the prompt to write a song, you can use the prompt to inspire an art piece. However you choose to use them, that is on you, and we're super excited to see them and to see what you come up with. And this is the third iteration of the Blue Jay Prompt Journal, so I'm very, very excited. I'm so glad to keep bringing these to you, and I will keep bringing them to you as long as it is sustainably possible and as long as you guys keep showing interest. All of that to say, my nano project seems a little scattered, but for me, it is very cohesive. It's very one thing after the next after the next. And it also allows me to finish things before moving on to the next project because I'm the kind of person, once I step away from something, wherever I was going with it or whatever I wanted to do with it is gone. So, yeah, I think this is the best way for me to approach Nano, given where I'm at right now with life and work and my physical health and things of that nature. And I am so excited to hear what you're working on if you choose to embark on this journey with me. I'm so excited to see you at events and doing in-person events and doing digital events. And if you are pretty much anywhere in the world, you have access to a region that is guaranteed to be doing something. And if not, the NaNoWriMo headquarters is absolutely doing events, some in person and some virtual as well. So there's again something for everyone, and I think that's part of the beauty of this. And I'm really, 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 really glad to be part of the community that I'm a part of this year because yesterday, well, last night, we did a midnight kickoff. We had an in-person and a virtual option, and both of them had incredible turnouts, had incredible people, had incredible projects, and I am really, really grateful to be part of this. And if you would like to join, you can. We are the Vegas RIMOS region. You can select us as your home region on the NaNoWriMo website, should you choose to. Or you can join us on social media and Discord and still be in your home region, wherever that may be. There are lots of ways to participate, and we're really just so excited to have you along for the journey. If you are not a writer and you're listening and you've let me ramble, then you know you're fabulous. You're amazing. We're so glad to have you as a part of the podcast family and the Sincerely Blue Jay community. There are plenty of writers looking for beta readers, so you can absolutely hop into any of those social media places. And when you hear about a project that sparks your interest, you can ask to beta read it or to test read it or to give feedback or to stay in touch with the author, and all of those things are so highly received and so incredible to see people engage in that it's really, really a beautiful thing. Also, whether you are a writer or not, you are a part of the Sincerely Blue Jay community, and my Patreon this month, we're going to try something a little different for Nano. If you choose to support me on Patreon this month, you will be able to see snippets of my writing, learn more about my writing style, and see behind the scenes inspiration and situations and parts of our events every single day of the month, should you choose to. If you don't, you can turn off those email notifications and you can still support and you can go back and read or just browse or explore at your own pace and on your own time, but I thought it would be something really fun, and I thought it would be a really cool way to reward you guys for sticking around and to show you that things are moving. My daily schedule just looks a little different than it used to, and I'm writing at a little bit slower of a pace than I used to. But hey, it's all good. I'm so excited to be getting out of bed every day and to be here with you guys and to be taking these steps forward in my art and my creativity and my own healing as well. So, yeah, this has been an incredible introduction to NaNoWriMo and a welcome back to the podcast yet again. And a reminder that you guys are amazing and I would not be here without you guys. And I love this community and I love the support and I love seeing what you come up with in whatever creative facet you follow or embrace. And I am so excited to be here with you guys. I'm so thrilled that you show up each and every day. And you guys mean the world to me. Also, should you choose to support the podcast, I know we've been scattered, we've been here, we haven't been here, but should you choose, it's only 99 cents a month. You can support through Spotify, through Apple Podcasts, through Google Podcasts, and I believe a couple of other options as well. It just helps sustain the podcast and make it a little more worthwhile to be here every day. It's not that I don't love you guys, it's just this is one of the easiest things to let fall by the wayside, even though it's one of the easiest things to show up for too, but people are funny, right? And our motivations are all a little different. And I don't do it for the money. I do it to hang out with you guys and to be here with you and to be the friend across the wires and to talk about the things that you need to hear or want to hear or have asked to hear. And to talk with you as well. I'd love to have each and every one of you on the podcast if that was a thing I could do. So yeah, support just means a lot. And it reminds me that my art is something you guys want to be a part of, and I want to be a part of for you and with you. And there's also the Blue Jay Nest workshop, which is $10 a session in person or virtual, or $15 a session for the recorded. I think that's really important as well because it's a way for us to stay connected and it is a way to stay inspired. And even if you don't show up every single week, showing up sometimes you're giving yourself a new challenge and you're seeing what you're capable of, and we get to hang out together. So that's really awesome as well. Anyway, today is the very first day of National Novel Writing Month. It is incredible to be here with you. If you have not yet declared a project, feel free to declare a project. If you have more questions, feel free to reach out to me on social media, and I promise we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Learning to Fly. See you then. Bye for now. Have a fantastic day.